Last time we discussed the restrictions, mitan minhag, of an avol davening for an amud on certain days, Shabbat Yandiv, perhaps other days when Lam Nachayach is not recited, maybe even when Takanun is not recited. Let's pick up kind of where we left off and discuss some other related halacha / minhagim having to do with the Seder HaTfilah, the days ha'avel. The Taz in Simen Shin Ayin Vav Sifkatan Beis is Mitzayin the Din in Arachayim Kuflam and Aleph Dalid, Mechaber and Kuflam and Aleph Sif Dalid, that we don't recite Tachanun in a Beis Oven. That in the Shiva house where there's a minion, we don't recite Tachanun. Why is it so? So maybe Shabru goes over there. Kuf Lamed Aleph Tif Katan Kaf. Batam, the Az Midas Hadin Mesuch Alav. That during Shiva, the Midas Hadin is Mesuch on the Avel. Yalkein Yesh Lizar Milahagber Midas Hadin. Kamavatam De'ein Afila Sapayim Balayla Lefush. So just like we don't recite Tafanet at night, because night is a time where the Midas Hadin is active and don't want to do anything that will cause the Midas Hadin to overreact. So to in a base avel where the midas hadin is mesucha over the avel, so we don't want to do anything that could exasperate the midas hadin, and therefore we omit tachanun. Master the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Levush, and he adds, according to the Taz, other achronim, afilu acher sheyatz mibeso ein sarach lomar the tachanun mekomim biad acher tfilas min esay. So even if you're visiting a base avel, and maybe you would think that when you get home, you should make up Tachanun. There's no need to do so because Tachanun is supposed to be recited specifically after Shemoneh Esrei. If you're in a place where you don't recite Tachanun then there's no need to recite it later. Beis Yosef quotes a different reason for this minhag of not reciting Tachanun in a Beis Avel. That is from a Shibole Haleket. Shibole Haleket writes, Iskish l'chag, b'fati chagechem le'avel, le'evel, hilkach ein omrim viduyim etachanunim b'beis ha'avel. So there's some kind of a hekesh of avel to chag, so just like we don't recite tachanun on a chag, we don't recite tachanun in a beis avel either. The Resulfrim notes in Simon Shin Pei Dalet Sifkat and Kuf Ayin Hei, Shin Pei Dalet Sifkat and Kuf Ayin Hei, but Zachronon will point out that Mr. Brewer, as we just saw, only quotes the reason of the Levush of Midas Adin Mesucha. He doesn't quote the reason of the Shivali Aleka that the Beis Yosef quotes of the Hekesh to Chag. And he quotes that maybe these two reasons argue, and the Nafkamina would be whether you recite Lam Natzeach. According to the Shiboli Aleket, that we don't recite Tachanun because an Avel is Iskish the Chag, so we don't recite Lam Natzeach on Yontav either. So maybe we shouldn't recite Lam Natzeach in a base Avel. If the reason is Midas Hadin, so Midas Hadin is not. Midas Hadin is a specific reason that applies to Tachanun. It doesn't apply to Lam Netzach. So if the reason is Midas Hadin, maybe you would recite Lam Netzach in a base of Mishnah Berurah is in Kuf Lamed Beis, Kuf Lamed Aleph in Hilchos Tachanun. Kuf Lamed Aleph Sif Katan Kaf. So the different some quotes are quoted that say maybe these two reasons are arguing, the Levush and the Shiboli Aleket with Nafkamina for Lam Netzach. But he points out that if is an afkamina that doesn't fit within the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah only quotes the reason of Levush, but he also paskins that we don't recite Lam Netzach in Beis Avel. So that doesn't work out l'shitaso if you have this cheshbon of the machlokes. And that's what we assume, halacha l'maaseh, like what the Mishnah Berurah writes, that we don't recite Lam Netzach in a Beis Avel either. So the Dibrei Sofim suggests, and Rabbi Karps says this as well, that maybe it's not really a machlokas, maybe the Levush is simply coming to explain the Shiboli Haleket's hekesh. The Hechatesi, why would you at all connect Avel to Chag? So maybe that is good for the reason. The reason that you would connect Avil to Chag is on a Yontif. We don't recite Tachanun because we don't want to invoke the Midas Adin on a Yontif. So too, Avil Midas Adin Mesuchalav, we don't want to overly invoke the Midas Adin in the base Avil either. So it's not the two distinct reasons that are opposed to each other, but one is Mefarish the other, that the Shiboli Lekas Hekish may be based on this notion of Midas Adin Mesucha. I don't think so. That's his point. That
if the whole point of not seeing Tachanun on the Chag is
so maybe that's for a different reason, or maybe that's not, or a lower grade. I don't think we associate Lam Naseo with Midas Adin per se. So then the Mishnah Berurah goes on, back in Sifkat and Kaf, where we left off, that Tachanun you don't recite when you get home, but V'hu Rachum Yomer Achakach Beiso. But if you're not an Avil, you're just participating in the Minyan Beis Avil, when you go home, you should say V'hu Rachum An Sheni V'chamishi V'yesh Makilim Bazeh. Then he quotes in the Taz. He quotes the Taz originally said to say V'hu Rachum when you get home, and then he says not to. So sadly, the Mishnah Berurah's preference is to recite V'hu Rachum when you get home. Rabbi Karp suggests, page Tafshin Dalad Mem, quoting from the Alter Rebbe, that maybe this depends on the placement of V'hu Rachum between Nusach Svard and Nusach Ashkenaz. That if you recite V'hu Rachum like Nusach Svard after Nefilas Apayim, so maybe that's not really part of Tachanun. Maybe that's a standalone tefillah that isn't part of Tachanun. You do tefillah sapayim, that's the real Tachanun. And then you recite V'hu Rachum as a standalone tefillah. So then maybe it makes sense to recite V'hu Rachum when you get home. And Mishnah Berurah himself, Davin Nusach Svard, so his preference would fit. And the Chayadam paskins that you should not recite V'hu Rachum when you get home. We recite V'hu Rachum before Nefilas Apayim, which indicates that V'hu Rachum is part and parcel of Tachanun. So if you don't repeat Tachanun when you get home, you don't repeat V'hu Rachum when you get home either. I believe that's common practice. I never heard of anyone who said V'hu Rachum when they got home after davening in the Beis Avel.
You've been down.
Those aren't the people I hang out with. I don't know. So then he quotes, then Rabbi Karp quotes from Rabbi Yashiv, that Rabbi Yashiv thought that even if you don't recite the Hurachum when you get home, say it differently. Rabbi Yashiv thought that even if we don't say Tachanun or V'hu Rachum in the Beis Avel, that you do say the Hiratzons after Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni V'Chamishi, because that's not really part of Tachanun, that's a Bakashas Rachamim. And that's fully appropriate to recite in a Beis Avel. So V'hu Rachum, Tachanun, Nefilas Apayim, that we don't say in a Beis Avel because Midas Adin Mesucha, but the Yiratzon San Sheni V'Chamishi after Kriyas HaTorah, that's a standalone tefillah, and that should be recited in a Beis Avel. And he's bothered, why b'chlal, common practice is not to recite Yiratzon on days that we don't say Tachanun. He doesn't think that they should be connected, that the Yiratzons are bakashos, and they shouldn't be dependent on when you say Tachanun. The Rabbi Karp writes that his practice, I guess where he davens in Kiryat Sefer and people listen to him, is that on days where there's a machlokas whether to say Tachanun at all, like the days after Sukkot, the days after Shavuos, even if they don't say Tachanun, because I guess the Baal Batim won't grant them that much to say tachanun, but even if they're not going to say tachanun, at least they'll say the hirata. So sounds like if it's up to him, you'd say hirata on all the time in Shenu Chamishi. There's only so much that he can convince other people to do, but at least on a day where there's he's willing to grant not to recite tachanun because different hagim, but he would say the hirata. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on.
What's the minhag that have you seen in terms of?
I've never seen anyone say he rots on the day that we don't say tachanun.
I mean, in Eretz Yisrael, well, not always
that. In Eretz Yisrael, well, I think we don't say it, yeah. I think that's common practice. You know, for whatever reason, it's, you know, maybe in theory he's right, but I think we generally connect the rots and tachanun, but right, we don't recite them on days that we don't say tachanun. Then the Mishnah Berurah goes on. So an avil is not like a chasan that if you walk into shul, no one says tachanun. In the base avil, where the avil is calling the shot, so to speak, so then we don't say tachanun. But if the avil walks into shul because he doesn't have a minyan in his house for whatever reason, he doesn't recite tachanun, but that doesn't affect the seaboard. In the Dirsha Mishavrui, quotes from Shlomo Zalman, that if an Avel is in Shul and dominating for an Amud, then Shlomo Zalman thought that you shouldn't recite Tachanun because he is the Shliach Tzibur, and he shouldn't be saying Tachanun, so the Shul doesn't recite Tachanun if he's dominating for an Amud. And I saw that quoted from the Gesher HaChayim as well. Okay, let's talk now about recitation of Hallel in a base oven. Malkin Ram writes, Simen Kuf Lamin Aleph Sivkatan Yud, Kuf Lamin Aleph Sivkatan Yud, Ein Omrim Sham Hallel Afilu B'Chanaka, Maril Hilchos Chanaka. Magen Rambam says that we don't recite Hallel in a Beis Avel, even on Chanukah. Aval Tanya Kasav, that's not the Alter Rebbe, that's the Kanmon Sefer. The Dafka Berosh Chodesh Ein Omrim Hallel, She'enu Ela Minhag. Aval B'Chanukah Omrim. So Maril said, the Minhag Maril was not to recite Hallel in a Beis Avel in Chanukah. The Minhag of the Sefer HaTanya was not to recite Hallel in a Beis Avel in Rosh Chodesh, because that's only Mishum and Haga. But in Chanukah, which is Medina, we do recite Hallel in a Beis Avel. Then he quotes the Rokeach. Ein Amrim Hallel, the Havudara Simcha. The two, the Asara Shapir Shemina Tzibur, he achid and dami. He goes to Rokeach, that we don't recite Hallel because Hallel is a Davar Shel Simcha. And the second reason that Hallel only recited Bit Tzibur, and if 10 people are Parish Minat Tzibur, even if they have their own breakaway minion, they have a din of a Yachid. So the Magen Avraham says, so that only, that sounds like it's talking about Dafka Rosh Chodesh on Chanukah. Chanukah, where we recite Hallel, Medina, there even a Yachid recites Hallel. Rosh Chodesh, maybe because that Nishum and Haggah is only B'tzibor, and that's what the Rekav says, that if you have 10 people that were Poresh, even if they make their own breakaway minion, that doesn't have a din of a Tzibor. That Rekav actually has three reasons. The Magen Avraham only quotes two of them. If you look in the Noda Behuda, Tinyana Yerodeya Simen Reish Tesvav, Tinyana Yerodeya Simen Reish Tesvav, the Piskei Chubas Mitzayin this Noda Behuda for a different reason, or a different point that he makes, that we'll get to a little bit later. But the Noda Behuda quotes from the Rekeah three reasons. The first one is Simcha. You don't recite Hallel Beis Avel because it's a Davar Shel Simcha. The second reason is Loeg Larash, because the neshama is onenes in a base avel. There's some presence of the neshama in a base avel, whatever that means. So how can you say lo hamesim haluka in the presence of the neshama of a recent nifter in a base avel? And number three is this reason of Asara Shapirshu don't have a din of a tzibur.
Is that common that Asara Shapirshu is only Rosh Chodesh? Also, should the other ones also Rosh Chodesh? Or Simcha and
so he has three reasons. As the Noda Huda points out, that the, well, the Magen Avraham already highlights that that reason of Asara Shapirshu and Tzibur is only relevant for Rosh Chodesh and Afra Chanukah. That sounds like maybe you need all three reasons, or maybe you'd only, maybe you only don't say Hallel where all three reasons apply. So that would be a reason to distinguish between Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh, potentially. Because that reason of Asara Shapirshu is only relevant on Rosh Chodesh, isn't relevant on Chanukah. The Rokeach just says these three reasons. The Rokeach is talking about Rosh Chodesh, it sounds like, but that's, I didn't see the Rokeach inside, but that's how it's quoted. It sounds like the Rokeach is talking about Rosh Chodesh, and he says these three reasons. So the Magen Avraham says, and then who embellishes a little bit, the Magen Avraham says that this third reason only relevant on Rosh Chodesh, so then it, one would distinguish between Rosh Chodesh and Hallel to allow or to require the recitation of Hallel and Beis Avel on Chanukah, sorry, between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, to require Hallel and Beis Avel on Chanukah, not so on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah.
We lay on Rosh Chodesh, right?
We lay on Rosh Chodesh, yeah.
So then how can you say that it's not really considered like a tzibur?
It's not considered a tzibur, le'inyan this. Le'inyan, the tzibur necessary to recite Hallel mi'min haga, so it doesn't have a tzibur in that regard. In that sense, there can be a fina dami. And Rabbi Carr points out that you have like that in some Shuvas Rishonim, Shuvas Rashi, quoting the Master Vitri, or you can quote some of the other Svarim in the Beis Medrash of Rashi, that write that explicitly, that you don't recite Hallel in a Beis Avel in Rosh Chodesh because the Tzibur in a Beis Avel is not considered to be a Tzibur. So what do we do, L'maisa? Back to the same Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tachanun, Kuflam and Aleph Kaf. Mishra goes on to say, Ein Omrim Hallel Beis Avel. L'Rosh Chodesh, Yishem Ispal Beis Avel. Afil Kishaholech Akar Kach L'Beiso, Ein Sarag L'Omra. So you don't recite Hallel and Beis Avel, period. But there's a difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Namely, just like if you dive in a Beis Avel on a day that you recite Tachanun, you leave at Tachanun in the Beis Avel, you don't say when you go home. So too, if you dive in a Beis Avel in Rosh Chodesh, you leave at Hallel in the Beis Avel, and you don't recite it when you come home. U'b'chanukah shigomer mitzah Hallel, sarach la'omro acharkach v'beiso. However, Hallel on Chanukah, you don't recite in a Beis Avel. However, when you go home, you make it up and recite it when you get home. The Mishnah Berurah says, difference between Rosh Chodesh and Hallel and Chanukah is whether you make up Hallel when you get home, but neither one do you recite in a Beis Avel. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes here in Hilchos Tachanun, Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph. And here he doesn't quote any Cholik. However, in the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Chanukah, Simen Taf Reish Pei Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, Taf Reish Pei Gimel Sif Katan Aleph. There the Mishnah Berurah Mitzayin, the Shari Tshuva, who quotes the Machlokas Achronim. He quotes that according to the Pri Chadash, you don't recite Hallel on Chanukah Neves Avel. According to the Nes Tagdola, you do. So again, Mishnah Berurah and Kuflam and Aleph is so same. You don't recite Hallel Neves Avel ever, not in Rosh Chodesh, not in Chanukah. In Hilchos Chanukah, goes that is a Machlokes Achronim, that according to the Knesset HaGadola, you do recite Hallel in a Beis Avel on Chanukah, not the Rosh Chodesh, which is only Minhaga, But yes, on Hanukkah, which is Medina. And then there's a third possibility in Achronim. Rabbi Felder quotes that this was Ramosha's position, that on Hanukkah, the Avil should walk out, and the Tzibur recites Hallel without the, not in the presence of the Avil. And the Avil can recite Hallel on his own in private.
You when he leaves?
I'm sorry?
Like when he walks out.
When he walks out. The Rav Avadia writes, Yabia Omer Chela Dalet Yoredeya Lamed Gimel. Yabia Omer Chela Dalet Yoredeya Lamed Gimel. So he says, you should follow the minhag. He says, on Rosh Chodesh, the minhag in Yerushalayim, I assume he means in Sephardic circles in Yerushalayim, minhag Yerushalayim is that the Tzibur goes to a different room to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, or the Avil goes into a different room and the Tzibur stays where they are. And the Avil does not recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh at all. And the rest of Eretz Yisrael, where there's no clear minhag for Sephardim, then he thinks you can recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh normally in a Beis Avil, just the Avil himself doesn't recite Hallel. And on Chanukah, Hallel should be recited in a Beis Avil, and the Avil himself can participate. That's what he says for Sfarad. Then in Rosh Chodesh, different minhagim as to whether the Tzibur recites Hallel and Beis Avil in Rosh Chodesh. He thinks that's the more correct practice, and the Avil does not recite Hallel. On Chanukah, everyone recites Hallel, including the Avil. That's what he says for Sfardim. And then he says for Ashkenazim, where Ashkenazim or Machmer not to recite Hallel and Beis Avil, so then the Avil should walk out, the Tzibur should recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, the Avil can recite Hallel along. And then Rabbi Yehuda, that we quoted before for a different reason, Tiskei Tshuva quotes in Shin Ayin Vav of Katan Beis, I am a Jew with another Yehuda, Shinath and Tam, Lamash and Ogusha Avil Yeholik Lamakam Acher, by Sibir Omrim Hallel. Well, if you have a gam, it is called the Bayah, Shemay Shamay, Ain Shamavalam Kal, Omrim Hallel. So the Avil walks out, and then everyone else recites Hallel. That's talking about Chanukah. The bottom line, what do we do, Lamaisa Lamaisa? So on Rosh Chodesh, Rabbi Karp and the Pnei Baruch paskin like what Rav Avadia's recommendation is, that the Tzibur that convenes in the base Avil recites Tachanun, the Avil walks out, either they walk out or the Avil walks out, the Avil doesn't participate, the Avil goes into a different room, or they go into a different room, but Hallel is recited on Rosh Chodesh, that's against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah, we saw, said different things about Chanukah, but the Mishnah Berurah is consistent that on Rosh Chodesh, Hallel is not recited in a base Avil at all. And that was Rav Moshe's position, that Chol is not recited in the Beis Avel at all on Rosh Chodesh. And that was Rav Eliyosha's position, as quoted in the Tziyunei Halacha. And that's the Pesach of the Badi Yashulchan. And Rabbi Willie told me he thought that was the correct minhag. So again, Rabbi Karp, Pnei Baruch, Rabbi Avadia, even for Ashkenazim, think that on Rosh Chodesh, Chol should be recited in the Beis Avel, the Avel just walks out. And Rav Moshe, Mishnah Berurah, Rav Eliyashiv, Badi Yashulchan, think that no Chol is recited at all, and you don't even make it up when you get home on Rosh Chodesh. What about on Chanukah? So even though the Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Tachanun was so same, not to recite Hallel in a Beis Avel at all, even on Chanukah, although we noted that in Hilchos Chanukah, he quotes a machlokas about that, and by the Yashulchan Paskin straight like that Mishnah Berurah, that we don't recite Hallel in a Beis Avel in a Chanukah at all. However, many posts can disagree and think that as opposed to Rosh Chodesh, where it's all the Mishnah Minhaga, and you don't recite Tachanun in a Beis Avel at all, on Chanukah, which is Medina, you do, just not Bifnei Ha'avel. I believe the common practice is that on Chanukah as well, the Avel does not recite Hallel, meaning the Avel goes into a different room, the Tzibur recites Hallel, but the Avel does not recite Hallel. Piskei Teshuva quotes weiter, that's a katan, that if the day on which Hallel is recited is the last day of Shiva, so then the Avel should recite Hallel once he gets up from Shiva. And once we evoke Mikzvah Yom Kikulo, Kevin Sha'amdim Menachemim, and the Shiva is over, so then he should recite Hallel at that point. Okay. Let's talk about Megillah for a minute. The Mishnah Berurah quotes in Hilchos Purim, Simen Taf Reish Tadi Vav Tif Katan Yud Beis. Taf Reish Tadi Vav Tif Katan Yud Beis. Quoting from the Chuvas Binyan Olam, Simen Lamed Hay, that all things being equal, an Avel shouldn't lay Megillah publicly in Shul. But if there's no one as good, as proficient, a Bal Koreh as the Avel, then he can lay the Megillah. Lashon of the Chuvas Binyan Olam is, Mikal Makam Nira, De'im Ubaki B'kriyas HaTa'amim, Ve'ein B'beis HaKnesset Mi She'yada Kol Kach Likros B'dikto Ka'osios U'nukudos HaTa'amim Kamoso, Va'dei D'tov Yosef She'ikra'en Ha'avel, De'ein Zeh Alachumar Ba'alma, Ve'ein Lezeh Mekor B'gemara U'poskim. So the extent that there's a minog not to have an Avel Lay Megillah, just as a minhag not to have an Amud Dam for an Amud on Purim. But that's only a minhag. There's no firm din to that effect. And therefore, if he's the most qualified Baal Koreh, then he can lay the Megillah. Now, the Binyan Olam there makes no mention, or there's no restriction or suggestion that if the Avel lanes publicly, that he shouldn't recite the brachos himself. However, the Mishnah Brura in Tafresh Tzadi Beis of Katan Aleph, Tafresh Tzadi Beis of Katan Aleph quotes from a Derech HaChayim, that it's better that the Avel not recite the bracha himself, because an Avel shouldn't be motzi the rabbin bebirkas shechiyan. So if he's going to lay the Megillah, be motzi the rabbin, better to have someone else recite the bracha, so the Avel is a motzi the rabbin bebirkas shechiyan. In the Sefer Pnei Baruch, page Shin Kaf, he quotes from Rabbi Chiel Michal Tukachinsky's Luach Eretz Yisrael, quoting from the Adereth, that there's a difference between the Shechiyon recited publicly on Purim and the Shechiyon recited publicly on Chanukah. On Chanukah, we wouldn't let an Avel light the menorah in Shul and recite Shechiyonu, because there, the Shechiyonu is only a tzibur-oriented bracha. There's no personal chiyuv, or that the Mivarech is discharging by reciting that Shechiyanu. So to have an Avel light the public menorah and shul and recite Shechiyanu may be inappropriate. However, when it comes to the Shechiyanu recited in conjunction with Kriyas HaMegillah, that's a private Shechiyanu as well, because he's discharging his obligation as well, which warrants a Shechiyanu. And therefore, there should be no restriction on an Avel to recite the brachos of Megillah, even Shechiyanu. I believe that's Minhag Olam. If an Avel does lay Megillah publicly, he recites the brachos, including Shechiyanu. So writes Rav Avner, Chelek Tes Simen Kuf Mem Vav, Shevet Halevi, Chelek Tes Simen Kuf Mem Vav. And the Dear Shu Mishnah Brura quotes that from Shlomo Zalman and from Eliyashiv as well. Okay, any questions on that before we move on? Let's move on to Simen Shin Pei Hei, Din She'elas Shalom, the Avel. The Gemara on Daf Tezvav learns out the Isser She'elas Shalom from Hanekdom. An Avel is supposed to be silent, and that silence includes not engaging in She'elas Shalom. The Gemara on Daf Kaf Aleph Amid Beis outlines that there are different gradations of the scope of the Isser of Sheilas Shalom. Let's just see that in Shulchan Aruch, since that should be what you have in front of you. In Shin Pei Hei Sif Aleph, the Mechaber writes, Avel Aser B'Sheilas Shalom, Ketzad, Shloshi Yamim Harishonim, Eino Shoel B'Shalom Kol Adam. First 3 days of Avelus, the Avel does not inquire as to the Shalom of anyone. V'Mecherim Lo Yadishu Avel, V'Shalom B'Shalomo, Lo Yashiv Lahem, and if others are Shoel Bishlomo, she should not respond. Ela Yodi Emshu Avel, he informs them that he is an Avel. Migibel Vashiva Eno Shoel, the Mechayim Lo Yadushu Avel, the Shalom Bishlomo, Meshav Lahem, from days 3 to 7, he doesn't ask about the Shalom of others, but if someone asks him, he's allowed to respond. Mishiva Ashloshim Shoel Bishlomo Cherim, Shem Shuim Bishalom, from Shiva and on, there's no restriction on an Avel being Shoel b'shlom acherim. Then acherim Shoel b'shlomo. But others are not allowed to ask of his Shalom. Because again, Shemeshiv l'misha Shoel b'shlomo. But he's definitely allowed to respond after Shloshim. No, during Shloshim. La'achar Shloshim yom harei kishar kol adam. Madvaramu Mishar Krovim, Alav Vima, Shal Vishlamachir, Makrashiva, Venachem Shal Vishlamo, Ad Archi Yabes Kodesh. So for Avi Vimo, the dinim of Yabes Kodesh are an extension of the dinim of Shlosha. What is the nature of the Isser of Achayrim being Shoel Bishlamo? All the Nihugi Avails in general are Nihugi Avails that devolve on the other. What does it mean that others are not allowed to ask Bishlom the Avel? So the Baal Yishulchan suggests that that's a kind of Loeg Larash, meaning you know how this guy is doing. You know he's in a bad state. So that's kind of rubbing it in to ask how he is to be Shoel Bishlomo, because we know what the answer is, and it's not a good one. So that's some kind of a loeg larash.
Sorry, is this just like asking how you're doing?
Okay, let's get, we'll get there. That's what we have to figure out in this sentence. But he says, when it comes to the isser of the avil being shoel b'shlom acherim, so acherim can be shoel in b'shlomo because that's kilu a loeg larash. Being shoel b'shlom acherim, so either that's a kind of masiach daito min havelus, meaning the hanek dome orientation is that you have to focus on the havelus. So if you're going to be shoel b'shlom acherim, that's diverting your attention from the focus on the havelus, or that's kind of being marbe kiruv das v'simcha in engaging in some connective conversation with others. As we know, there is a parallel in Hilchos Tisha B'Av. The Mechaber writes in Tavkuf Nundalid, the Ifkaf, Ein She'ela Shalom L'Chaver B'Tisha B'Av, Ed Yodov She'enam Yodov V'Nostim Shalom, there's no Shayla Shalom. If someone doesn't know the din and asks Shalom, then you respond in a curt way. So where does that come from, that formulation of Meshivim Lehem B'Safa Rafa U'B'Koved Rosh? There's a Tosefta in Tanis that says, Ein She'elas Shalom L'Chaverim B'Tisha B'Av U'Lehedyo B'Safa Rafa. There's no She'elas Shalom L'Chaverim on Tisha B'Av and to a head yot, b'safa rafa. So Rabbi Willi points out, printed in the Amorcha, the end of Bracha, Simon Dalid, that sounds like Ein She'ela Shalom L'Chaverim, they were talking Dafka Chaverim, Dafka Tamid HaChachamim. It doesn't say Ein She'ela Shalom, period. It's Ein She'ela Shalom L'Chaver. Chaverim doesn't mean friends. Chaverim usually means a chaver, a Talmid Chacham, someone of a certain stature. So it sounds like on Tisha B'Av, as opposed to by an Avel, on Tisha B'Av, that restriction of She'ela Shalom is not Mikra Din. That's B'Torah's Chumra. Then it makes sense that She'ela Shalom is not explicitly referenced in the list of Nihugim on Tisha B'Av, Tanis Daflamin. Because on Tisha B'Av, we only aser medina, that which is aser kol shiva. She'ela Shalom, there's a difference between the first 3 days of shiva and the balance of shiva. So that doesn't necessarily transfer mikra din to Tisha B'Av. But Rabbi Willi points out that there's a different gears in this tosefta in the Mordechai. Mordechai simon tuf tzadi hey. Here in Moikatan, that the Mordechai has Ein She'ela Shalom L'Chaveiro, not L'Chaveirim. That sounds like the issur is across the board, not just to a chaver, but to everyone. Nikar adit. The nafkamina may be, Rabbi Will suggested, whether if it's Nikar adin, so then it's essentially should be the same halacha with the same gedarim as an avel, in which case maybe the dispensation of the meshiv b'safa rafa that applies to an avel, that applies to Tisha B'Av, would apply to an avel as well. In the Shulchan Aruch, we just said over here that within the first 3 days, if Tham and Rishol v'Shlama Avel, the Avel doesn't answer at all, other than to inform him that he's an Avel, but you don't have this parallel formulation of Meshiv v'Safa Rafa that you respond in a curt fashion. So whether that should be transferable to Avelus may be dependent on whether we view the restriction of Shev Shalom and Tisha B'Av Nikar Adin or not. Okay. And now to Asher's question, which is the critical question to understand the parameters of the Siman, what is considered She'elas Shalom? The Rama writes in Sif Aleph, V'yesh makilim ha'idna v'sheila shalom ha'avel la'achar shloshim. Some are makil on sheila shalom after shloshim. V'ein tam lehem. No reason that should be. Im lo she'achal kulomar she'zem ha'she'anu no'ogim la'mikri sheila shalom should be made. Unless you say that our greetings are not the halachic sheila shalom. But as the Shach points out to Katan Beis, that doesn't really help. Well, the MS ain't said Tam Nachon. Dimkein tok la'aminami. La'amitin l'shimposi shechel le'begat. There are makos and minag that people are makel during your base Kodesh, but not during Shloshim. So if you'll tell me the reason is that our greetings aren't halach v'sheil shalom, then you should be makel during Shloshim as well. Because all nihugi avails of Shloshim are transferred to your base Kodesh. So whatever you say during Shloshim, you should say during your base Kodesh. Whatever you say during your base Kodesh, you should say during Shloshim. So if there's justification for a minhag to be makel during your Beis Kodesh, you should be makel during Shloshim as well. So if you're going to tell me we're makel during your Beis Kodesh because our greetings are not Sheila Shalom, then you should be makel during Shloshim as well. And the Shah says, Lo Matzinu, anyone who's makel during Shloshim. Now, this idea of kulas in Sheila Shalom, you already have references to in some of the Rishonim. The Ritva, Kaf Aleph Amid Beis, the Emsa Dibor Delo Yadi, Kaf Aleph Amid Beis, the Emsa Dibor Delo Yadi, the Ritva there has a line, the Achshav Nogu Am Kula Bidvar Melu. That people are knowing Kula in She'ela Shalom. The Ritva doesn't distinguish between Shloshim, Yubeis Chodesh. He says that people are knowing Kulos Bidvar Melu. And the Chidushi Aran, also Kafal from the day, Dibur Maskel, Mizayin Ashloshim. Chidushi Aran writes, Ubavanosenu, Bidor Zeh, Einan Isharin, Vashem Barachamav, Yichaper, Avonosai, Avonsonai. So the Ritva just said without comment that people are knowing Kula. The Chidushi Aran says, Ubavanosenu, people are knowing Kula, and Hashem should be Mechaper there. But the Ran isn't clear whether he's going on after Lachar Shloshim or even Tosh Shloshim or Ol Sheila Shalom. It's not clear what the parameters are. The Aruch HaShulchan comments that nowadays people are makel even Tosh Shloshim. So that would solve the Shach's problem. But that still doesn't explain fully what is considered to be Sheila Shalom. Says the Avnei Nezer, Yoredei Asimen Tuf Ayin Dalid. Masharasa Kvotarasa Lechali Bein She'ela Shalom LeBirkat Shalom. The show wanted to distinguish between She'ela Shalom and Birkas Shalom. The She'elah Shalom She'asu L'mi She'eino Shari B'Shalom Hainu Dafke L'Shalom Imhu B'Shalom. So the Shalom wanted to say the Issur She'elah Shalom is to ask, with Elashon, are you B'Shalom? And that's what the problem is. That's what's asking. Uladidi, says the Avnei Nezer, Eina Perish She'elah Shalom K'mosha Chasa Kvota Raso. Sheila Shalom, we learn Brachos Daf Nedalid from Boaz, Hashem Imachem, and that's considered to be a Sheila Shalom. So that's a bracha, not a Sheila. That's really Birkas Shalom. So the Avnei Nezer thinks that the real Isser of She'elah Shalom is a bracha using the terminology of Shalom. But if you were to say a She'elah B'lash Shalom, are you B'Shalom? That would be Mutter. The Isser is only a bracha B'Shalom, B'lash Shalom, but not She'elah Shalom, literally. And there's a line in the Chidushei Tamid Rashba, Dibur Maskel Shlosha, the opposite. That the Isser's Dafka, if you ask him, are you Shari B'Shalom? Kisha Omer Lacherim, Heyach Ata Shari B'Shalom, V'chayotze B'zeh, Avalam Omer Lo Yavoa Lecha Shalom, Olech L'Shalom Mutter. He says, the Isser's Dafka, if you're Shoel B'Lashon Shalom, are you B'Shalom? But if you greet him with the terminology Shalom, Yavo Alach Shalom, or Shalom Aleichem, or Lech L'Shalom, that would be Mutter. So that's the opposite of the Avnei Nezer. Avnei Nezer says the Issur is only a Bracha B'Shalom, not a She'ela B'Lashon Shalom. And the Talmud Rashba says that the Issur is only a She'ela B'Lashon Shalom, not a Bracha B'Shalom. Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, Siman Tafkuf Nundalis of Katan Kaf Aleph, Tafkuf Nundalis of Katan Kaf Aleph, assumes based on Yerushalmi that using the term Shalom Aleichem would be Aser. That's called a She'ela B'Lashon Shalom against what we just saw in the Talmud Rashba. And interestingly, the Darkei Moshe here is Mitzayin, the Allah is related to greetings before Tefillah, Arachayim Simen Pei Ches. There the Darkei Moshe writes, this is what's reflected in his comment to the Aga here, Humasha Noagin Ha'inna Lishal B'Shalom Avelim La'arka Shiva. So there he actually says that the minhag was to be makel even after Shiva. That was the Shas Kasha on the Ramah and the Haggah here, that here the Ramah says people are makel during your base kodesh, not during Shloshim. The Shach is bothered. If you're going to be makel during your base kodesh, you'd makel during Shloshim also. So in the Darkei Moshe, he actually references people being makel even during Shloshim. U'mashinogin ha'ina lishol b'shalom aveilin l'arka Shiva, nira disfir lehu, t'sheila shalom shanu nogin ba'ena sheila shalom, miskaris b'gemara. Kamosha Rakti Bazeb is Yata Dishmaya or Rachayim Paytas. He says, whatever is true for the Isser being Shol B'Shalom before Tefillah should be true for an Avo. Whatever is Mutter in Hilchos Tefillah should be Mutter for an Avo. He says, "Ma'aser Rebbe Kiva, my cotton kaf aleph, that by Rebbe Kiva the only matir she'elah shalom yishivim kvoda rabbim doesn't sound that way." But he says, "Minig olam seems to assume that whatever is mutter before tefillah is mutter for an avil. So what's mutter before tefillah? So the Gemara in Bracha Safi Dalet Amud Aleph Kala Nosin Shalom L'Chaver Kodesh Shis Pal Kilo Asa Obama. That you're not allowed to be Nosin Shalom before davening. So says the Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah there, Ches Amud Aleph B'dat B'Yerif in Brachos. The Isser is Dafka. If you use Lashon Shalom, if you use the word Shalom, Shalom is Shmos of Shalkash Baruch Hu. But an Avil is allowed to say Safed Amaritav. An Avil is allowed to, a person is allowed to say before davening Safed Amaritav. You can say good morning in the vernacular as long as you don't use the term Shalom. So the Ramah doesn't spell it out here in the Haggadah, but it sounds like what he's saying in the Darkei Moshe is that the reason for a minhag of being make on Shela Shalom for an Avil, and the Darkei Moshe says even Tov Shloshim, is because our Shela Shalom is the kind of Shela Shalom that's mutter before davening, and whatever is mutter before davening should be mutter for an Avil. One could have distinguished. You could have said the Hagdaras are totally different. The reason for the Isser before davening is because you can't be Osek B'tzrachav Kodem Tefillah. You can't be Osek, you can't engage in Asiyas Chafatzim Kodem Tefillah. So then, if you have a par of greeting, then maybe that's not considered to be Asiyas Tzrachav. Maybe that's not Asiyas Chafatzah. But here, Rain Avil is based on Hanek Dom, based on the fact that the Avil is Nashari B'Shalom, so why should that be dependent on the same definitions as Shela Shalom before Tefillah? So I might have said that, but the Ramah sounds like he's equating them on some level, that if Safi de Maritav is Mutter for Kodem Tefillah, maybe that should be Mutter for an Avil as well. So there are four potential categories of greetings that we'd have to now analyze where they fit as far as the Isser of Shela Shalom. So category number one is asking if an Avil is Shari B'Shalom in using the term Shalom. Are you B'Shalom? So that would be the most literal Shela Shalom. It's a Shela, it's a question, and it's using the term Shalom. That we saw Tamid Rashba, that's Usser, that's the real Shela Shalom, and we saw the Avnei Nezer thinks that's mutter because Avnei Nezer thinks the only Isser is a bracha, b'teva shalom b'lashon shalom b'nade she'ela b'lashon shalom. So that would be category one. Category two would be using the word shalom without a she'ela, so saying a shalom aleichem or lech l'shalom, that the Ritva says is Usser, the Bach says is Usser, Magen Avraham says is Usser. That would be using the term shalom not in the context of a she'ela. Then category number three would be a question like, how are you? Which would be a greeting, the lashon she'ela, without the word shalom. And category number four would be a kind of par greeting without a she'ela and without the term shalom. Good morning, hello. Safed Amaritav. Okay, so again, category number one would be asking if someone's Shari B'Shalom with the Lashon of Shalom. Category number two would be using the term Shalom without a question like Shalom Aleichem or Lech L'Shalom. Category number three would be a She'ela without the term Shalom like how are you? And category number four would be a par of neutral greeting without a question and without the term shalom. Leket Yosher, Talmud of Trumas Hadeshen, page 110, quotes that the Trumas Hadeshen thought that you're allowed to say a good tanach on the evening of Tisha B'Av, that saying good night is not a violation of Shela Shalom, even though the Trumas Hadeshen himself was machmir natim. So the Talmud, like Yosha says, that in principle, the Trumas Hadeshen thought that saying goodnight is mutter for an Tisha B'Av, presumably for an Avel as well. Mishabu is machmir that in Tisha B'Av, Taf Kuf Nun Dalid Sif Katan Mem Aleph. That to say Tzafer Tava is Aser. That even if we're machmir on that, not to say good morning or maybe even hello on Tisha B'Av, but it seems that minhag ha'olam is that for an avel, definitely la'akra shiva, that we're mekala. If you look in the Bar Hetiv, for example, here in Shin Pei Hei, Sipchat and Beis, Shalomar came in Sherov Shayla Shalom Shalano Aino Ala Shomer Tsafra Tava. The Zamutr Shayna Shayla Shalom Mamish is Mitzayan Arachayan Petas. That our greetings are the neutral good morning kind of greetings, and that should be Mutter Toch Shloshin Yud Beis Chodesh. The Deborah Siner, Ber Moshe Cheladal of Simon Kuvav. Is Mekel to say good morning. Chela Dalet Simen Kovav. Siyune Halacha quotes that from Rav Eliyashiv as well in Perek Kaf Ches, that if you don't use the term Shalom, you just say Boker Tov, Erev Tov, without using the term Shalom, that would be Mutter. And the Mechaber of the Siyune Halacha, Rabbi Cook, writes that when Rav Eliyashiv was Tosh Shloshim, he asked Rav Eliyashiv, can I say good morning? Rav Eliyashiv said yes. So he greeted him with his regular good morgen every day during Shloshim after Shiva. I believe that's Minhag Olam, that after Shiva to say good morning or hello or good evening or something of that sort is acceptable.
Not Toshiva.
Toshiva, I think we're machmer on everything. Like we're machmer on Tisha B'Av. Even though in principle, you don't see a different hagdara of Sheila Shalom of Shloshim Yubes Kodesh, but it seems like, in principle, whatever the hagdara, the difference between Shiva and Shloshim for Sheila Shalom is whether the Avel can be Shalom B'Shalom Acherim. Acherim can't be Shalom B'Shalom Avel, not during Shiva. Not during Shloshim, not during Yud Beis Chodesh. So in principle, the Agdar of what's considered Sheila Shalom should be the same for Shiva and Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh. But nevertheless, I think we tend to be machmir on these things during Shiva, as we're machmir on Tisha B'Av, even if maybe Mikra Din, it's not, it may not be a Sheila Shalom, but during Shloshim Yud Beis Chodesh, because in principle, it's not really Sheila Shalom, so then we're making it during Shloshim and Yud Beis Chodesh. What about how are you? That was our category 3. So it's a question, but you're not using the term Shalom. So a She'ela without the term Shalom. So in the Halichot Shlomo on Beina Mitzarim, Parak Tesvav, he quotes from Shlomo Zalman that you shouldn't say, how are you on Tisha B'Av? He also quotes, you shouldn't say Lehitra Ot. And he quotes in Alicha Shlomo Hilchos Tfila, Perek Beis Os Kavav, Hilchos Tfila, Perek Beis Os Kavav, that Shlomo Zalman once said Mashlomcha to an Avel during Shloshim, and then he caught himself and apologized that he shouldn't have done that. So he quotes Shlomo Zalman Hel that to say Mashlomcha, so that's a double. Whammy, it's a question and it's Lashon Shalom. So that is said not to. And it's, you know, Yalach, of course, the same from Rav Eliyashiv, that you shouldn't say Mashlomcha, but you can say Manishma. So Rav Eliyashiv held that a question, Lashon Shalom, that's Mamish Eilat Shalom, but a question without Lashon Shalom would be Mutter. So to say Mashlomcha, that's Lashon Shalom, would be Yotzer, to say Manishma would be acceptable. Now, in terms of Shalom Aleichem, so we've quoted earlier the Magen Avraham and others that you shouldn't recite, you shouldn't say Shalom Aleichem, because that is, even though it's not a Lashon Shela, but that's considered a greeting, the Lashon Shalom. Divrei Sofrim, in the Be'er Lacha, Divrei Maschal Shol B'Shalom, says that you're allowed to say Shalom Aleichem during Kiddush Levana, because that's connected to Tipol Leim Leimasa B'Facha, that's part of the Seder Tefillah. It's not that you're reading an Avel per se, that's just part of the liturgy. And then he's not so sure. He says, maybe that's still a bracha b'shalom. So in the Tziyun HaYilach, he quotes from Rav Yashiv thought it was Pashat, that you can say Shalom Aleichem during Kiddush Levana. He quotes here that someone asked Rav Yashiv this question once. Rav Yashiv said, that's an excellent question. But he said what he meant to say is that it's Pasha that it was Mutter. So, like, he was a little bit making fun of that there was no Havamin otherwise. Okay. But bottom line, he goes to Rav Yashiv, thought it was Mutter to say Shalom Aleichem part of Kiddush Levana. Rabbi Willi pointed out it's hard to say that something that you say is a Shigra Delishna, that you don't give any thought to, even you're definitely that kind of a Shalom Aleichem, but even though you're, how are you, or if you just say it as a Shigra Delishna without putting any stock into what you're saying, it's hard to say that that's really an Isser of Shela Shalom. Rabbi Karp writes that if you're a Sfaradi that would normally greet on Shabbos saying Shabbat Shalom, so if you're not going to say Shabbat Shalom on Shabbos, that would be avail for Hesya, even though you're extending a greeting B'Lashon Shalom. So even if you'll be Macher in general, as Rabbi Yashiv was, that any greeting, even not B'Lashon Shela, that has the term Shalom, is Aser. But to refrain, if you always say Shabbat Shalom, you don't say that on Shabbos, that could be available for Pesach. But for an Ashkenazi, then you should dafka say Good Shabbos and not Shabbat Shalom. Meaning, if you're an Ashkenazi, he says it's not, if that's not your normal greeting, so that's not called available for Pesach. So even if you walk down the street and someone says Shabbat Shalom to you, so you could respond Shabbat Shalom or you could respond Good Shabbos, he thinks better to say Good Shabbos, even though maybe you would have said Shabbat Shalom otherwise, because it's not a veil's profesia if you say Good Shabbos, if you're the kind of person that would normally say Good Shabbos. So if you're an Ashkenazi or you're an American and you pass an Israeli Sephardi on the street and he says to you Shabbat Shalom, so the Avil should respond, Rabbi Karp says, Good Shabbos and not Shabbat Shalom, even if for the sake of cultural awareness otherwise, he would have said Shabbat Shalom. Since Eliezer raises the following question, Chelek Ches Simin Lamed Gimel, Chelek Ches Simin Lamed Gimel, is there a Lifnei Iver during Shloshim, the Avil is allowed to be Shol B'Shloma Cherim, that Acherim aren't allowed to be Shol B'Shloma? So is an Avil allowed to greet someone else if he knows that the other person is going to respond in kind with the kind of Shela Shalom that would be usher to extend to an other? So are we worried that the other is machshil someone else by being Shoel B'Shalom Acherim if the Acherim are then by rote going to be Shoel B'Shlomo? He says, number one, Me'ikar Adin, most of our types of greetings are really Shela Shalom anyway. So even if you be machmer in certain things, but Me'ikar Adin is probably not Shela Shalom anyway. And also, Lifnei Iver is if you know or you reasonably are going to assume that the person is going to violate something because of you. But if you greet someone, he could respond in many different ways. So he could respond with a parv response that would not fit into any Shaila Shalom category. So because anyway, it may not be Shaila Shalom, and even if it is, who's to say that he's going to respond with something that is Shaila Shalom? He thinks that you don't have to be worried about Lifnei Iver. Divrei Sofrim and Rabbi Karp think that saying Mazel Tov is mutter. Shubas Har Tzvi Yaradeya Simen Reish Sadi. The Shul says that in England, the minhag was that you would greet an Avel by wishing him Chaim Aruchim and giving him your hand to shake. He says Chaim Aruchim is not considered Shela Shalom. That's a bracha, and we like brachas. Ravadia has a fascinating suggestion. The Yerushalmi, which is actually quoted in Shin Sadi Dalid, Sif Dalid, if you want to take a look, Shin Sadi Dalid Dalid, Kol Shlosha Yamim, Yer Ha'avel Kilu Chayr Menachas Ha'Bing Seifa. Mishlosha Bat Shiva Kilu Zakov Kenegdo B'Karen Zavis. The Avil has to be nervous the whole year. The Noah ben Zachar b'osa mishpacha nisrapes kol ha'mishpacha. Noah ben Zachar, everyone's healed. The Ravadia thinks, page Reish Mem Zayin, volume 2, that maybe this is connected to Shela Shalom. Shela Shalom is also because we know the Avil's not B'Shalom. Why is he not B'Shalom? Because Midas Adim Mesucha Alav, and he has to be nervous all year. But Noah Ben Zachar doesn't have to be nervous anymore. Nishapik Kol Mishpacha, then maybe there shouldn't be this with Shela Shalom anymore. So if the Avil is a baby boy during Yubes Kodesh, Ravadia thinks maybe there shouldn't be a Nisr Shela Shalom anymore because Nishapik Kol Mishpacha, and there's nothing to worry about, and now he's B'Shalom. Fascinating. The Rav thought that separate and distinct from the Isser being Shol B'Shlom Avil and the Avil being Shol B'Shlom Acherim, there's an Isser Shalom, Shela Shalom, in the base Avil. That you're not allowed to greet someone else, nothing to do with the Avil. You're sitting, you're coming to be Menachem Avil, and then you see someone that you haven't seen in 10 years sitting next to you. So you're excited to see this person that you haven't seen in the longest time, but that's inappropriate to greet someone else in a base Avil. So aside from the Isser Shela Shalom to and from an Avil, there's an Isser Shela Shalom, the base Avil. Arthur Shulchan writes like that as well. The Rosh Hashanah quotes that from Rav Moshe as well, Moshe Feinstein, printed in Bikle Yatzon, page Kuf Kuf Alf. And Rav Avadi talks about this also, Chele Dez Yabi Omer Simul Amar Aleph, Chele Dez Simul Amar Aleph, that there's an Isser Shela Shalom, the base Avil. And the Rambam is the Ramah, we glossed over a couple lines in the Ramah in Shin Pei Hei. But let's go back and read what we missed. The Ramah writes, this is Lashon Rambam. The Rambam is Perek Hei Lachakov. Me'achar she'asir v'she'el shalom, kol she'ken she'asir l'harbos b'dvarim. There's an answer of ribu dvarim. In most of the Rambam, goes Rambam ba'am l'nachma, mutter lomar l'chulu batechem l'shalom. Cover Rav Mishari. The Rambam says that is an extension of the Hayanek Dome kind of Isser Shel Shalom. There's also an Isser Ribu Dvarim and an Isser of Skok. That's all part of the mindset of the Avel Toch Shiva to focus on the Avelis. The Rama writes in the end of the siman, "Asu l'shloach manos la'avel al aviv imo kol yibes kodesh afilu b'shabbes b'makom shenagul shalolishal b'shlomo b'shabbes makom shenagul shalolishal b'shlomo b'shabbes Gamzeh Shavis. The Rama says that you're not allowed to send Mishloach Manos to an Avel Toch Yud Beis Chodesh. This comes from Maril. Maril in Tshuva Simen Lamed Aleph, who says, Eilucha Sheila Shalom Godel Mizeh. That if you're not allowed to greet someone, then Kol Shekein, you're not allowed to give them presents. And Eilucha Sheila Shalom Godel Mizeh. What's Pshat? What kind of a Kavul Chomer is that? So the Tzina Yalacha Kosim Rabbi Yoshev, that's the Rambam that we just saw. The Rambam that just like it's Aser B'Shel Shalom, it's Aser B'Kol Shekein B'Ribli Dvarim and Spoke. So fundamentally, these are all meant to temper the Simcha. So you can't be Marbe B'Dvarim, and you can't be Shaleach presence, because that also distracts from the mindset, and that doesn't even talk Yom Beis Chodesh, because that is Marbe, that's Marbe Simcha. And the Rama has this in Hilchos Purim as well. The Mechaber says, Tafrei Tzadi Vagav, Yesh Mishomer Sha'avel Chai V'Shloch Manos, Haga, Aval Ein Shalkin La'avel Kol Yom Beis Chodesh, Kamo Shiz Marbe Yoredeya Shin Pehe. In Ein Ba'ir El Ha'avel, if there's no one else in town, the only person you give a shlach manos to the avo, then you give it to the avo. But Rav Avadia points out, for Sfardim, there's no such restriction, that since according to the Mechaber, Purim is like Shabbos in terms of Nihugei Avelos, for Mekel v'shel shalom b'Shabbos because of Avelos, for Hesya, for Mekel for Mishlach Manos, as well. What about sending Mishloach Manos to an Avel's wife or husband? So the Baal Yishalchan, Beit Urim, Page Reish Lamed Hey, thinks it should be Talia in your Kavana. If your intention is to give it to the spouse is not an Avel, fine. If your intention is to bypass the Isser by giving it to the spouse, but you really want to be Mahan of the Avel, that would be inappropriate. I saw Rav Avadia in Chelek Beis that he thinks that it's mutter to give it, if the wife is an avelus, it's mutter to give shachmanus to the husband. And Rabbi Karo quotes that from Rav Yashiv as well, that you can give shachmanus to the other spouse. I was listening to Rabbi Sobolovsky on a tape in the car. He said that the minigol is the makel on this, but he thought Rabbi Willard thought you should be makel. I didn't hear that from Rabbi Willard directly. Not to give it to a spouse either. What about the rabbi? So Lam Jerov writes, Divrei Malkiel, okay, Simon Reish Lamed Zayin. If the rabbi is an avel, you can send Shlach Manos on Purim. That's considered to be a shilim chov. What he means is that if you're in a community where there's an expectation that you'd provide certain things to the Rav as part of Shlach Manos, that's considered part of his salary, and there's an expectation that you're providing financial support to the Rav by giving Shlach Manos, so then that's part of the job, and that's not considered to be a matana that is She'elas Shalom oriented. In Hilchos Tisha B'Av, the Mishnah Berurah writes the same thing, Tafkuf Nadalev Sif Katan Mem Aleph, Tafkuf Nadal Sukkot Mem Aleph, not to give a present on Tisha B'Av. I saw in Rabbi Schnall's notes on Avelis, he quoted Machlokas Reshefton and Rabbi Willig, whether the Isser giving a present to an Avel applies even within family, to a family member that's an Avel, that Rabbi Willig was Mekel, Reshefton was Machmir. I saw that it's Sinei Alacha, Kosim Avel Yashiv, L'chumra, that you're not even allowed to give a present to your wife when your wife is an Avel. Ramosha does write, and we mentioned this earlier in a different context, Chelik Beis Yerodea Kuf Samaches, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Samaches, Beis Kuf Samaches, commenting on the practice of many to send food and access to a Beis Avel, Rav Moshe doesn't think that's a violation of giving a present to an aval. That's considered a chelik of the tanchumin, that you're providing food to the avelim. That's betoras tanchumin, not betoras matana. And just to finish up, 2 more minutes, the Taz writes in the beginning of Shin Pei Hei, which is the end of Shin Pei Hei, because there's only one Sukkot in the Taz. He writes Sukkot in Aleph, also the Sof Manos, Kosum Arikham Yizal B'Shem Haggah, B'Shem Ben Yehuda, Avel Toch Lamed Eino Yachal Hasmin Lachayim, Ola Hizamein Em Lachayim. And Avel doesn't invite guests, and he's not invited as a guest. That also sounds like an extension of Shela Shalom, presence. Says the Chuvas Binyan Olam, Yerideya Simon Samach Beis. Yerideya Simon Samach Beis. Isn't this included in Sudas Mireus, which we'll talk about in the context of Simcha? So you're not allowed to go to a Sudas Simcha. You're not allowed to engage in Sudas Mireus. He says, even if it's something that doesn't rise to the level of Sudas Mireus, where it's a toned down meal, only mizonos, targima, is still the usher as a derivative of Shela Shalom and giving presents, not to invite a guest during Avelis. Rabbi Karp does point out that that's if you're inviting a guest for social reasons, but an Avel isn't potter from a Knesset Orchim. So if there's someone that needs a place to eat, someone who's a visitor to town needs a place to eat, or I would say by extension, to invite an almana, a yasom, a yeshiva bacher, someone who needs a place to eat, a single girl, which you're not doing for social reasons, but because people need places to eat on Shabbos, that would be mutter. Rav Schechter, when he was in Avelis, Toch Shiva for his father, he had guests for his Shabbos Suda, even Toch Shiva. And one of the people that was invited at Shabbos told me that Rav Schechter remarked, I don't know if he meant this 100% literally, that he always has guests for Shabbos. So if he wouldn't have had guests, that would have been available for Hesed. So Rav Schechter had guests from Yeshiva even during the Shabbos of Shiva. Okay, I'll stop here. When is the next year?